Fundstück.
Frank Zappa, John Cage, Fernsehen und Dadaismus, Weltmusik, japanische Popkultur und elektroakustische Kompositionen. Die Liste der Einflüsse, die das Kollektiv der Los Angeles Free Music Society in den 70ern zu Arbeiten mit Sound inspiriert hat, ist lang. Von Anfang an dabei war Dennis Duck, ein Drummer, der den Plattenspieler als Instrument zum Improvisieren erkannt hat. Mit dem Stück Jody F. nimmt er 1982 den Generationenkonflikt unter die Lupe. Interessanterweise sind die Vorwürfe der Älteren und ihre Schwierigkeit loszulassen bis heute nahezu gleich geblieben.
Drug hallucination. Drug hallucination.
I think that having a younger man for a lover would be a real yawn. As a graduate student, I have to teach freshman composition classes, and I've had plenty of opportunities to get it on with those big boys. They come into my office for conferences, and some of them practically sit on my lap. But you see, I know them too well to be interested. They don't know about the war in Vietnam. They don't know about the electric Kool-Aid acid test. They don't know that the Jefferson Starship was once called the Jefferson Airplane and that the star of the group was Grace Slick. I could go on and on about Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Simon and Garfunkel, about love-ins, sit-ins, and moratoriums. My 18-year-old jocks don't know anything about the things that make me what I am. I feel sorry for today's youth. They never had a movement, never had pop idols with ideals. I wonder what I would be now if it hadn't been for Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. Would I be unimaginative and conservative like the kids in my classes? It's probably not their fault. But they just don't turn me on.
Jody F. von Dennis Duck, dem Drummer der Los Angeles Free Music Society. Paul Paloon hat dieses Archivstück gefunden.